For 9 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Yeah, information that you can't get anywhere else.
And 30 years of Rosie on the House.
Starting off hour number four of this Saturday's broadcast, 10 o'clock hour, we dive deep into one specific topic. I'd say we like to bring in a specialist or an expert. Jury's still out on that for today's guest, but we're joined with All About Water. You've been with the company 22 years.
Yes, absolutely. 22 years with All About Water, and it's been an awesome ride. I started out as just bagging ice at a water store. And I wanted to have the easiest job in high school, and I didn't want to flip burgers. So I started out with a water store with Dave's All About Water in Chandler. And I always had this knack of wanting to learn about the water treatment that they had also. They had a part-time water store, but their main thing was water treatment. So drinking water systems and water softeners, and it was just fascinating to know that our water here in Arizona, how bad it is, we can do something about it. And it's great to learn how to work on these pieces of equipment. So,
and George, that long. In 22 years, mm-hmm. is the water treatment industry like a lot of other things where it was the same old, same old, same old, then there was just a wave of changes and new technology, and you know what you started with 22 years ago looks nothing like or works nothing like you are today? I mean, in the car, the outside shell may look the same, but the interior is quite more sophisticated than it once was.
Oh, absolutely. We went from, of course, water softeners that had no automatic regenerations, right, where they were just so darn wasteful. You'd waste a lot of water, waste a lot of salt, until we finally got into technology of counting water and mathematics and the algorithms and boards to be able to pick precise regeneration times and how much water and salt they're using. Drinking water systems from just regular filters to finally, you know, reverse osmosis membranes for household usage. Big clunky filters that weren't, you know, very sanitary to now hermetically sealed, encapsulated filters. So just a lot of really great technology from water softeners to filtration. So really a lot of neat.
And in all that technology, has there ever been a gizmo that truly softens water without an ionic exchange?
No. We get it all the time. At All About Water, though, we do so many things with water treatment. Whatever somebody's really looking for, right? We try to steer them in the best direction that we can to let them know this is really what you're going to want for your household needs. But if someone's just looking for a filter for the house, or someone's really looking at ion exchange for calcium, magnesium, like our water specialists are awesome. They go into a house, they break down the water, show you what's inside of it, tell you what's going to work, what's really not going to work. Is there the hocus pocus, something that you can put on the home that you don't have to add salt or potassium to? But there are other alternatives to soft water, which we have as well. So everybody has a choice on what they're doing.
I didn't understand it until about a year ago. The times people would call and say, hey, I'm considering this system, this salt-free system for softening the home. I'm like, why do we get so many calls on Saturday morning? Well, I usually hear on Saturday mornings, but with the family schedule, there's a couple Saturdays a year I've got to be out for their junior rodeo events, and the TV was on in the hotel, and the advertisement for this company came on. I thought, you know what? I'm going to sit here and watch that. And after, it was like a 4 or 5 minute infomercial at least. And I'm like, I get it now. Mm-hmm. This is some serious you get done, and I see why people buy into it.
Oh, absolutely.
But I can't believe it's on the air. I'm like, this is just criminal.
I watch it, and my wife gets mad at me, right? Because I'm channel surfing, and it comes on this infomercial on no salt, no potassium, great water, every location, right? And I just stare at it, and she goes, "Are you gonna watch this again?" My daughter walks in, "Are you watching this again, Dad?" I'm like, Yeah, it's going to make me pull my hair out.
The vein in the forehead's pumping.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, my goodness. And it's amazing. We get people that call us then. It's amazing and a great feeling, though, when you can go into a house and they have our water treatment or they don't, and you explain the benefits and the differences in the products, and then once they have the real information, they go, oh, my gosh, I didn't realize, right, that it does paint this picture so well on that on the big, long infomercial. But then when you break it down and you're going over it, they're like, that can't work, not in Arizona. And we're like, no, this is where you want to be. And once they have it in, they're like, we made the best decision. It's awesome. So
let's talk a little bit about what water treatment can be, because there's you were alluding to it a minute ago. There's many different levels. I mean, some people just want to get the chlorine out. For the drinking water.
Absolutely.
You pass it through an activated carbon charcoal filter, boom. You're done. Then you want to get the floaties out, you know? So talk about those levels of treatment. We're basically, we're blessed in that, generally speaking, we're being delivered safe drinking water to our home.
Absolutely. EPS safe. Everything's great. I love this transition in here. When we go out to eat, my family does this awesome thing where it's the sniff, taste, and then push away. Right, because we're water snobs. We love our drinking water. And
they accused me of that. I said, no, I'm a water purist. I just want water. It's not water snob. I'm water purist.
I'm going to steal that
H2O.
From you. H2O. We're going to go from water snobs to water purist. But we love reverse osmosis. That's what I love in the home. I love removing all that, like Rosie was saying, the floaties out of the water. So not only can we remove the chlorine out of the water, which is disgusting, and you can smell it sometimes. It's just horrible. But then being able to take that water and break down and remove all the really harmful and disgusting things that are in our water with reverse osmosis. But like Rosie was saying, you can do a filter, a carbon filter, and that's going to polish it up pretty darn good. But in Arizona, where we have so much more than just chlorine in the water, and then we have dead organic in the water, calcium's in the magnesium, salt in the water, and then you get that report like every 6 months, once a year, that gives you all the breakdowns in the water. So it's fascinating to see, oh, wow, we have trace residuals of all this gunk in the water and what a reverse osmosis can take out, which may be a sediment filter, maybe just doing dirt and sediment versus the chlorine filter, you know, with carbon-activated charcoal to remove the chlorine out of the water. And then getting into a reverse osmosis system to be able to do that. And then we have homeowners that do whole house reverse osmosis systems up in Black Canyon City, New River, on well water, a lot of arsenics. They, you know, it's a commodity that we need water, and we don't want those things in the water. So we have an answer for everything out there.
And for a typical installation under a kitchen sink, describe what the reverse osmosis does to the water, step by step.
Perfect. So a step-by-step reverse osmosis is you have a pre-filtration on the unit, which is going to remove your dirt and chlorine out of the water, larger particulates, and you have to remove chlorine out of the water because when you get to the reverse osmosis membrane, what's going to take anything that's a 0.00025 micron and smaller, yeah, really small water particles, your really good water, it's going to go through that membrane and send it into, you usually see a tank underneath the sink as well. It's going to send it into that tank, and then it has some the particulates that are bigger than that are going to ship out to drain. Right? We don't need those. We're getting rid of them. We're going to put it back in the water supply. And then it goes through a post filter, an activated charcoal filter, usually coconut shell carbon filter. That's what gives you that nice sweet quality taste when you get it right from the faucet. So that's that breakdown of each filter that goes through there.
And how often do you recommend people change their filters? I think some people are surprised. Oh, I need to change those?
Oh, my goodness. That's a fabulous question. And everything on the market is usually 6 to 12 months. And I go through different big box stores, and I'll hear, you know, somebody asking somebody, and they'll say, well, once you start getting low pressure, change those filters. And I'm like, what? No. Or you hear once the water starts tasting bad, do that, right? But most models on the market are like 6 months, Just because, keep in mind, you're removing all the dirt and sediment out of the water. Then you're removing all that chlorinated water to protect us, and then it's trapping it in that filter. I always tell people, take like a bottle of water that has no chlorine in it, take a pinch of dirt, put it in there, put the cap, and throw it into the cabinet. And then see what that looks like in 6 months. Once things start growing in there, you're going to know, oh, my gosh, right? That's in my water now passing through the system. So pretty neat little experiment they can do as well. But 6 to 12 months is usually the filters.
So people that live here during the winter and are gone for the summer, I mean, you put one filter in when you come in October and then you rip it out. You wouldn't want to leave that filter that whole month you're not there.
Well, I've heard people do that. I've seen people take a filter out and put it in the refrigerator, and because they don't want it on the system. You don't need to do any of that. What I tell my winter visitors that are here is, you get in October timeframe, have those filters changed. You're going to get that 6 months usage out of it, and then when you're back that following October, have those filters changed again. Because most filters, not only do you have a shelf life of how much it can take out usage-wise, but then also after a certain amount of time, things will grow and you can't stop it. So winter visitors, like I said, I usually tell them once a year when they get in, have them changed and get that 4 to 6 months usage out of them.
We're here with George Funkhauser, the service manager for All About Water, Rosie Certified Water Treatment Specialist for the Valley of the Sun, although I've had them travel quite far. They've gone to the White Mountains and treated water for us in the past. And you said you were just recently up there? You're trying to
about six, seven months ago.
Nutrioso.
We
Nutrioso. Awful nice. All right. Yeah. Yep. Taking care of the water system we put on a church up there. Beautiful Nutrioso, Arizona. So we'll be back with George talking a little bit more about water treatment. We've kind of taken water under the kitchen counter and made it drinkable. Now, how about if we want to start treating water for the whole house? And what does it mean, salt-free? And what is salt-free treatment really accomplishing? All of that when we get back.